This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated, laid the foundation stone and dedicated development projects worth more than 33,700 crore rupees related to power, road, rail, oil and gas, education and housing at Moh Bhatta in Bilaspur district of Chhattisgarh. Addressing a public meeting on this occasion, the Prime Minister said that a new era of permanent peace is being seen in the Naxal-affected areas of Chhattisgarh. He said that roads, electricity and mobile network, along with health and other facilities, are being provided in the remote tribal areas of the state. During the program, Grih Pravesh of 3 lakh beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen was held. The Prime Minister handed over the keys of houses to 3 lakh beneficiaries of this scheme. Mr. Modi said that his government does not just build four walls, but also builds the lives of the people living in these houses.
Chhattisgarh ke 3 lakh garib parivar apne naye ghar mein grah pravesh kar rahe hain. Main in sabhi parivaron ko ek naye jeevan ke liye bahut shubhkamnaen deta. In garib parivaron ke sir par पक्की छत आप सभी की वजह से ही संभव हो पाई है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the challenge of textile waste, saying that it has become a major cause of worry for the entire world. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi expressed concern over a finding that only less than 1% of textile waste is recycled into new clothes. Speaking about water harvesting, the Prime Minister expressed satisfaction that works related to water harvesting and water conservation have gained new momentum in many states. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings on the eve of Eid ul-Fitr to all citizens, especially to the Muslim community living in India and abroad. In her message, she emphasized that this festival reinforces the spirit of brotherhood, cooperation and compassion. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has extended his greetings on the eve of Eid ul-Fitr to the citizens. In his message, the Vice President highlighted that Eid serves as a reminder of the strength drawn from cultural diversity and the common bonds that unite individuals. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Shawwal, first day of Islamic month Shawwal crescent, has been sighted across Kashmir region this evening. This has confirmed that Eid ul-Fitr will be celebrated across Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to attend the closing ceremony of the Reserve Bank of India's 90th anniversary celebrations in Mumbai from tomorrow. The President will reach the city tomorrow evening and on the next day she will attend the ceremony. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today held a meeting of the leaders of all 5 constituent parties of the NDA in Patna. Mr. Shah convened the meeting at the official residence of Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and discussed strategy and various issues related to Bihar Assembly elections, which are likely to be held later this year. Besides JDU, National President and CM Nitish Kumar, leaders of all NDA constituent parties like LJPR, Hindustani Awam Morcha, Secular and Rashtriya Lok Morcha remained present. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, arrested a key accused today in connection with the illegal trafficking of a victim to the United States who was deported back to India earlier this month. The NIA said that the accused Gagandeep Singh was apprehended in the national capital. According to the NIA, the victim was trafficked to the US via donkey route in December last year. In the earthquake hit Myanmar, its military chief has said that the death toll has risen to more than 1,700. As per the media reports, the death toll may rise further as many of those trapped under the debris haven't received help yet. In the Asian Championships in Amman, Jordan, Indian wrestlers Udit and Deepak Punia kept the country in the gold medal contention in the freestyle event by reaching the final. On the last day of the event today, in the 61 kg men's section, Udit blanked China's Wan Huaochu 2-0, while Deepak Punia defeated Takashi Ishiguro of Japan 8-1 in the men's 92 kg category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.